Blog Talk Radio.
Today is a day for truth. The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous. Let the record show that this committee holds him responsible.
That's how it starts. The fever. The rage that turns good men cruel.
This bat vigilante is like a one-man reign of terror. You don't get to decide what the right thing is. Nobody cares about Clark Kent taking on the Batman.
This means something. The awesome people have. The all that gives them hope.
People hate what they don't understand. Be their hero, Clark. Be their angel. Be their monument. Be anything they need you to be. Or be none of it. You don't know this world a thing. You never did.
Do you know the oldest lie in America, Senator?
The devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They come from the sky.
20 years in Gotham, how many good guys are left? How many stayed that way?
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race.
Tonight we are talking about the Batman vs. Superman Comic-Con trailer on the Superman perspective. We are live right now for the next 30 minutes. Call in at 909-232-9227. Let's go straight to the phones. Wait, there we go. From 469, who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
What's up, Joe? How's it going?
Hey, pretty good, man.
Awesome. How are the Kryptonians reacting to the Batman versus Superman trailer?
We're still partying, man. We're
still
all
partying.
We're going.
From area code 239. Who is this?
Matt, Superman, all the way. Kal-El, what is up?
What's up, sir? How are you? How are you reacting to the great buzz that the new trailer is getting?
Crazy nerd orgasm.
There you go.
I mean, I can't stop reacting like that.
Let's see. We have a lot of people on the phone list tonight. Let's see. Another caller from 609. Who is this?
Hi, this is Rogers from Arkansas.
Hi, Rogers.
It's French.
How's it going,
super,
sir?
Super Speed Frank, whatever is my name. Super Frank Speed. What is it? It's all Speed Force, Frank.
What is it? Oh, man.
Well, what's going on, man?
Not much. We're going to talk about the perspective of Superman on this trailer. Let's get two more callers, and then we'll start the conversation. From Mary Code 469, who is this?
Chris from Kandahar.
What's up, Chris?
Hi.
How are the Kandors reacting to the Batman versus Superman?
We cannot wait. Is it March yet? Because
we all have our balls out.
There you go. Wow. Big one. Let's see if we have another caller from air code 224. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast.
This is Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan, the man, always swinging in. What's up, sir?
Wow. Not much.
You're a legend.
Looking...
You know that, right?
Yeah, right.
Fucking legend.
I'm looking forward to Impastor with Michael Rosenbaum on Wednesday.
Can you tell him to say you're listening live or you're listening to Smallville Talk on your phone and then send me that WAV file ASAP?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, Dan the Man, you're the last one on our phone list here. I really want to ask you, I know you weren't a fan of Man of Steel for a while and then you converted, which was great. But let's get your thoughts on this whole different new movie with Batman versus Superman on the Superman side. Let's only focus on Superman. And then after this podcast, we're going to do Batman talk, which we're going to talk about the Batman side of it. But just let's talk about the Superman. Did it work for you, or do you still a little disappointed? Give us your thoughts.
It worked a little bit. I kind of enjoyed the trailer, so I enjoyed the trailer better than I did the first movie, so yeah,
right.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, and come on, man, Superman cannot get a break. Mm. I mean, right away from the get-go, he's in court for all the destruction of Metropolis.
I know, right? Right.
Oh, he cannot catch a break, and then now Bruce Wayne's upset because he knocked down his building, and he blames, of course, Superman, and that's his beef. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. And also, I really enjoyed the scenes where they showed a different perspective from Man of Steel. And, of course, we got to see the perspective of Bruce Wayne. But we saw the heat vision going through the buildings. And obviously, you see Superman, fly out of the building before it collapsed. Very awesome. I've never seen that in a Marvel movie, so that's kind of cool, kind of connecting the two movies. And they say it's not a sequel to Man of Steel. Come on. A duck is a duck, right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I still hope they make a sequel to Man of Steel. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a total Superman diehard fan. All right, Joe from Krypton, let's go to you, sir. Give us your favorite Superman moments from this Batman versus Superman Comic-Con trailer.
Oh, man, there's so many, and I loved everything about the Superman side of things, which I love both sides, Batman and Superman. But I got to say, one of my faves was at the end there when Superman rips off the door to the Batmobile and they come face-to-face with one another. That was pretty epic.
It was like, you could tell from his face, enough is enough, when he rips him open.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're ready to go down, and they're ready to throw down, and everything, dude, everything was great. The scene where he saves the, the rocket?
Oh, yeah, rocket,
That scene, the scene with the flood scene, I mean, gosh, man. It's not Superman, but it's Lex Luthor. I like the Lex Luthor stuff a lot. I'm digging the
place.
I like the look. I mean, everything, geez, man, I can't wait to see this movie. I almost want to go in a coma for 8 months so I can wake up in March and just
right.
be ready to watch
it's like, I'm on it tomorrow. Now. But come on, 8 months? We're almost there. 8 months from now.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Let me show you mine before I continue with the other guys. I want to show you my favorite movie, but I can't talk into Superman.
Mark Kent tells him that he does not owe anything to anyone, and let them be your monument, whatever.
I love the dialogue. It's like something John Kent would have said, right?
Yep. Yeah. Not according to Francesco.
No, Francesco.
Oh, don't get me started on that guy. Do not get me started on that Jonathan Kent.
All right. Okay, so that was my. Let's go. Give us your favorite Superman moment.
Matt.
Nope. Go watch the trailer right now. Okay, let's go to you, Princess. Give us your favorite Superman moment. And tell us why. Why did both moments stand out most for you?
You know, I would consider myself a religious person, but my favorite part of that whole trailer was the part where he's hovering over that lady that's looking for help. And I mean, to me, that speaks a lot because, like, you know, we're all looking, searching for some savings. So when you see that, you can't help but saying, like, is there someone out there, a higher power that is just, you know, will save us, you know?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Matt, are you still
there? Oh, I love this show.
The trailer hasn't finished yet. Any other moments, Francesco?
Can I say, man, Martha Kent, she looks hot as hell, even on the farm.
With all the stars.
And that's it.
All right, cool. Let's move on to Chris from Kandor. Give us your favorite Superman moment and why.
I like that he does not get a break like he played in the beginning. He's taking hits from every side, from Batman, from some people who do not believe in him. But Lois Lane comes to him and be like, this represents hope. Don't give up. Don't turn into this evil what they think you are, you know. And what Martha Kent taught him. That was just perfect. That was just...
Lift him up, great, man. He had all this female support, you know, right, like push him and make him great. And it's way too easy with the woman. He's like, dude, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so it's really great that he got that support, you know, from the two people who know him as Clark Kent and Superman. And Alfred saying to Bruce Wayne that he's not our enemy, you know, and I just cannot wait to get to Batman Talk. But that's my favorite part.
There's a lot of great other Superman moments, with Francesco with the rocket, you know, as he brings it down. He's just working now. You know, it's just another day for him. As you know, he, like, flexes and puts the rocket, the fuselage, you know, back down. Very cool shots there. All right, let's go to Dan from Chicago. Yes. Give us your favorite Superman moment.
I liked it when he was face-to-face with Batman. That was awesome.
Yeah, the final confrontation as they are, you know, meeting up face to face, no armor, which is great. And I'm sure he sees Bruce Wayne's image with his X-ray vision. So it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. One of the things Zack Snyder said at Comic-Con is that the suit does not give him a super ability, kind of like an Iron Man suit. It's more of a protection, so that he's not, you know, being rattled around like a pinata as he realizes the strength of Superman. But the armor is only to protect himself from Superman. And I don't know, because in the trailer, we see Batman pretty much kicking Superman's butt, right? When they go through the roof.
Yep.
So
I'm like, I don't know. I mean, is he trying to throw us off here or what?
That's just one thing. Let's keep it in context here. But it also, it could be laced with kryptonite. Yeah, it doesn't give him super strength, but if the suit's laced with kryptonite, then it's going to weaken Superman when he's fighting
him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, he realized that Batman is human. Maybe he's holding back. You know what I mean? If you want him to go like toe to toe, like he went with Zod, then I don't think we have any Batman left.
There was an interview with Henry Cavill where an interviewer asked him, "How could Superman kill Batman or defeat him?" And then Henry Cavill answers, well, if Superman were Superman, which he is, he wouldn't defeat Batman or kill him. You know, so therein lies, there's your answer. You know, he's going to hold back. He's not going to hurt Bruce because he knows he's just a human being, you know?
Right.
And he didn't have a choice with Zod because, I mean, he was.
Right, no,
no.
Well, you're preaching to the choir now, because we are totally on that board there.
Zod
makes an appearance on the Comic-Con trailer. Who geeked out?
Yeah.
Let's go to you, Francesco. Did you geek out when you saw Zod being unzipped?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I'm sick of seeing his ass. I'm sick of seeing him as Superman 2. I'm sick of seeing him in Man of Steel. I mean, I can't wait till they just finish this fucking thing with Zod and then go to the next person. I mean, don't bring him back. I mean, I'm haunted by him. Even in his death, he's showing up in this fucking
thing. Wow. Hey, now, let's go to you, Chris from Gandor. Were you excited, hyped? What was going on when you saw the image of Zod being unzipped?
Were you excited to see Zod unzipped?
Wow.
You got to answer it.
Well, I did not feel anything for him. I knew they're going to bring him back because to kind of continue the movie of how they're going to create the next enemy, you know? So, they're gonna collect the bodies. You know what I mean? So, I'm sure we're not.
Well, some people are saying that they're going to get the DNA from Zod and create their own Doomsday at the laboratory.
Yep.
Because, I mean, if, like you said, a Kryptonian can only hurt another Kryptonian.
Yeah.
As you know, you're Kryptonian. You know what? There's one thing, if we're talking about Superman, there's one thing I did miss about the trailer. I mean, give us a little Man of Steel, you know, little cue. Not the whole song, just give us a cue. But, okay. I get it. It's a different movie. It's not Superman. I mean, Man of Steel Part 2. I get it. But, I kind of miss a little, you know, because the music was so much part of the movie, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Joe from Krypton, let's go to you, sir.
How did I feel about Zod unzipped? I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, being unzipped. Did you get excited?
It was good, and I kind of...
it was good.
I subscribe to that theory that they're going to use Zod's body to create Doomsday. El Mainde from Heroic Hollywood broke that scoop that Doomsday is in the movie, and he also broke 6 months ago that we're going to see Zod's body which now in the trailer we see it, so we know his scoop was right. So now he's saying we're going to get Doomsday. I kind of think that's where they're going with it. I think Superman's going to die at the end of this movie. I think Doomsday's going to kill him, and that's
what?
Yes, I think that's what's going to. No, he's going to come back for Justice League, but in the movie, in terms of the movie, everyone's going to think he's dead, and I think that's what's going to bring the Justice League together, you know? Because if you remember that photo we saw last year of that statue of Superman, there's roses at the bottom of that statue. Like, it was a memorial to Superman.
Oh, yeah,
There's roses there, and then there's a funeral scene, too. In the movie, they filmed a funeral scene. So I think Superman's going to die in this one. I think Doomsday is going to kill him.
Interesting. And that's all by my eBay?
Well, there's other people like Collider Movie Talk, which used to be AMC Movie Talk with John Campia. Those guys are saying that scene where you see that heat vision blast Batman and he swings away, they're thinking that that's not Superman's heat vision, that's Doomsday's heat vision. And that scene where you see Wonder Woman go flying into the thing and she gets knocked down, they're saying that's Doomsday also fighting Wonder Woman, like they're fighting all three of them at the same time. Which is a pretty interesting theory, man. I mean, if that's true, holy cow, man, we're in for
that's
an epic,
gonna be
epic
crazy.
Movie.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow.
But it makes sense. It makes sense to use Zod Paddy as Doomsday.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Dan. Like I said, you always told us you weren't a fan of Superman. I mean, Man of Steel. But then later, you changed your mind. Were you excited to see Zod unzipped?
I don't know. It just reminded me of, like, Smallville when they brought back Lex. You know, the season 10. That's what it reminded me of right away. So I'm not sure yet.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
A Smallville reference. Awesome.
Not sure yet.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Did I miss anyone? Chris, did I ask you?
Yeah.
Did you get excited when Zod was unzipped?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's huge.
Wow.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
What? I don't even talk. All right.
I was kidding. All right, so yes, a lot of very, very favorite moments of Man of Steel in there. We're glad Henry's back also. Because wouldn't it suck that they would have to recast another Superman?
Yes, very much.
It's great to have Superman as the anchor.
I don't think there's anybody else who can do that. I don't think there's anybody else who will fit to be Superman.
And it makes sense because, you know, he is the beacon of hope. And so all these superheroes come out when he's exposed and he's kind of like, you know, the beacon of all that little universe coming out, where they have been, you know, either exposed or hiding their identities and living double lives. And now that Superman has been exposed, they feel like they're way out. You know, they're coming out.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Come out.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think because this is a versus movie, do you think down the line we'll see like more towards the TV spot time, you know, when it gets closer to the release of the movie, do you think we'll see like two separate special trailers, one like from the perspective of Superman?
Oh,
and
yeah.
From the perspective
of
Batman?
They're going to play that angle.
Oh, I hope so, dude. That would be
because it'll be closer to Christmas. You know, we'll be 3 months out. By Christmas, I hope they have like another big trailer, you know, like three months from now. I mean, you know, from the movie release.
Yeah.
And trust me, they're not giving away anything because if you just speculate on what you see and be like, okay, I already know the movie, like you have no clue. There's no way.
Yeah.
They're really good about this. There's no way. When Man of Steel came out, remember all the rumors? Oh, yeah, Lex Luthor is for sure in it and all this other stuff. And oh, yeah, and then Batman shows up and, you know, Wonder Woman makes an appearance and all
that.
Gone. Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's going to be really cool. Let's open the floor to you guys. Anything you guys want to talk about that we haven't touched on the Batman versus Superman Comic-Con trailer?
Yeah, let's talk about Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That was amazing. I was so glad.
Now, watching Wonder Woman, do you guys, let's go around the room. Do you guys give thumbs up to Gal? Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, a lot of people are like, well, she looks good, but I haven't seen her perform it. I'm going to give her two thumbs up already. I think she's going to knock it out of the park. I'm with it.
All right, cool. Let's go to you, Joe from, no, I'm sorry, Francesco.
I give her three thumbs up, if you know what I'm talking about, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Keep it clean.
No, but overall, I mean, she looks like a...
wonder why
like
the girls
bo-
don't call in anymore.
Right? Jeez, I wonder why girls don't call in.
Yeah, she looks like a Bond girl.
Bond girl?
I mean, well, okay. Yeah, she looks like a Bond girl. Like, when she gets into that car, I mean, she is a beautiful woman,
yeah,
but...
Yes!
I
well, remember,
wait.
Her and car is already mixed in Fast
yeah.
and the Furious.
And it's crazy because I read the Entertainment Weekly, and she says that they called her to be a Bond girl for the last two movies. She turned them down.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, she turned them down because she didn't think she was good enough to do that. She was in school, and she wasn't going to be into acting. And that was before they called her to do Fast and Furious. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Anyone else want to talk about Superman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman is great. I give her... two thumbs up, like Joe from Krypton, and I think it's going to be great. We're all going to be amazed about what she's doing. I'm just glad she was in the trailer. That way we can see, they did not really show anything about her, you know? They didn't show from
more.
Her perspective. Yeah.
Oh, and then wait for those, wait for those TV spots, the Wonder Woman one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah,
especially
can
if
you believe...
DC is smart and starts marketing to women, you know, the female
girls.
Yeah,
you know they will too.
Oh yeah, totally. All right, I think the elephant is in the room. We're going to switch over to Batman talk and talk about Ben Affleck in full swing as the Dark Knight returns. Pretty much, if you get my drift. Thank you for calling in, and we'll switch over to Batman Talk. Good night, guys.
Night.